program is a paid feature of WVRC Media.
Welcome to the Turn to the Expert Show with Advanced Heating and Cooling, the show that is always keeping you and your home one step ahead. Brought to you by Advanced Heating and Cooling, the area's only factory-authorized Carrier dealer. Carrier, turn to the experts and turn to Advanced. Now, the Turn to the Expert Show with your co-hosts Dave Seaman, Josh Heinerman, and WAJR's Kyle Wiggs.
And good morning. It is Turn to the Experts for this Wednesday morning, 104.5 FM, 1440 AM WAJR. It is sponsored by Advanced Heating and Cooling. You can reach Advanced 598-9030. That's the number to call for Advanced Heating and Cooling. Josh Heinerman, Director of Sales and Service with Advanced. He's here on this Wednesday morning. Josh, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Morning, Kyle. Thanks for having us.
You've got a special guest with you.
Very special guest today.
All right. And we've met the staff. We've met many members of the staff through the years doing the show. Perhaps no one more important.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah. So today we have with us Renee Dillon. She is our office manager and she leads our customer success team.
Renee, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having us.
Well, tell us your duties. Well, first of all, your story. Are you from the area?
I'm from Uniontown, Pennsylvania.
Okay. That's the area.
That is close by, right? My husband and I lived here in Morgantown a number of years ago, and that's where I originally met Dave Seaman, owner of Advanced Heating and Cooling. We worked together in the restaurant industry, and I was in the hospitality service for about 30 years.
Wow.
6 years ago, Dave approached me. He had some personnel changes going on in the office and asked if I'd be interested in interviewing and checking out the position, and it's been a great fit. Love the change of pace from food service to HVAC and plumbing, but you know we bring the same thing to the table. We're guest first service, we're customer satisfaction. We are looking to make the customer number one priority every day.
Mm-hmm. So everybody knows Dave from the restaurant business.
Yes, pretty much.
Although this has been up and running, this has been a very successful business for many years, and it's grown exponentially. And Renee, how long have you been with the company?
7 years now.
Okay, so almost since the beginning.
Oh, no. Advanced Heating and Cooling has been 23 years.
Okay.
Yeah, they started in Dave started May of 2000. At the time, I was still with Boston Beanery Restaurants, mm-hmm. and that's, like I said, how I met Dave.
Okay, so you're the organizer, right? You keep everyone straight?
Absolutely.
So what kind of a challenge is that in terms of scheduling all of these individuals and making sure everyone's headed in the right direction and going to the right place?
Well, so we have a great computerized system, right? The calls that come into our office, they get booked through the computer program. All of our service techs, our service plumber, have access to that. The customers are an integral part of that as they receive text message alerts. We can do text messages back and forth, emails. The organization, once we learned this system, we've had it about 5 years now, has been a great platform for us. It was kind of one of a kind in Morgantown area when we brought it in because with the text messages, we send photos of the technician to the customer. Hmm. So they know who's coming to their house, who's going to knock on their door. It's real time. There's a link to a GPS tracking that you can see, hey, in 10 minutes, Chris is going to be here in an Advanced Heating and Cooling truck to take care of my air conditioner.
All right. So you've been in business for a long time, not necessarily in this business, but you've been in business for a long time. Is it amazing how much the technology has changed? We've gone from little sticky notes, right, and a pen.
Right. It absolutely has changed.
You answer the phone and you write the message down on a little sticky note, and then you go to a spreadsheet and put that appointment down. Now it's just it's unbelievable.
It is. It really is. I know sometimes they laugh at me a little bit because I'll look at the younger team that I have and say, all right, help me out with this. This is what we're going to do today, and I'm struggling a little bit. It's continuing education. It really is. From the service techs, the plumbers, the installers, we do a lot at Advanced Heating and Cooling to continue education, so we're always on that cutting-edge technology.
Mm-hmm. And how many employees are there total that you have to kind of keep straight?
We have 35 in our Morgantown location.
Okay, and how does that break down?
Oh, we have six on our HVAC service team. We have six on our plumbing department. And the rest, well, we have five in our office team. There's five on our director's team, and the rest are our HVAC installers. We do have a licensed general contractor on staff. He's licensed in Pennsylvania and West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we really try to do with the continuing education is we have all upper-level licensed technicians. We have master plumbers. We have master electricians. We have guys that have gone back and continue to educate themselves to do the best for the customer.
Mm-hmm. And Josh, you can speak to that in terms of you're always learning things, not only the technical side, but things change, right? In terms of processes and the equipment gets more sophisticated.
I've been with Advanced for 12 years. I've been in the industry for 13, and there's not been a day that has went by that has been exactly the same where I haven't learned something. And that's one of my favorite things about the heating, cooling, and plumbing industry is you're constantly learning, constantly evolving. There's never 2 days that are exactly the same.
Mm-hmm. So how does that work? If you've got a technician, somebody who's been doing, let's say, HVAC for a couple of decades, but again, the equipment changes, the technology changes, processes change. How do you keep that person exactly up to speed where he or she needs to be?
So it's actually a really cool process. And it's been kind of neat and interesting to see, or even, I mean, to use, you know, me or Jared, our service manager for an example. You know, we came into the industry a few years ago and we were already working on systems that were a lot more technical than the systems 20 years ago. So now when you have a technician who is older, who is used to those, you know, those older R22, the quote-unquote Freon systems,
yeah,
and then you plunk them in a position to where now everything is communicating DC voltages, you have variable speed compressors and fan motors, like there's such a difference in equipment. Those guys tend to, it tends to take a little bit more training to get them up to speed on this new equipment versus the young guys coming through the ranks. That's what they started with, this high-end tech-savvy type equipment. So it's just, honestly, it's like kind of the same concept as, you know, you hand my 9-year-old an iPad and he can do amazing things with it. But if you hand that same iPad to me or like my mom and dad, something like that, they struggle with it a little bit more. Well, this younger generation, these next generation of technicians coming up through the ranks, they were kind of just like in a personal life, like they were born into this technology. So it's so second nature to them. Like it's kind of ironic, you know, one of our techs is absolutely, well, all of our technicians are good with mini splits, but one of them is kind of he's above and beyond. That's his passion. They're very complex or very complicated systems, very hard to troubleshoot and diagnose for most people. For him, it's so second nature, he dives right into it. Now you put him on a base model piece of equipment, he might struggle with it a little bit. It'll take him longer to diagnose that more basic system than what it would one of the more higher end systems. Mm-hmm. But he was kind of brought up through the ranks strictly in those higher end systems.
Yeah. So you look for that blend, right? You want the guys that have been doing this for a long time for their experience because they've seen everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously the younger guys help as well because they know the technology.
Absolutely. I mean, not to give away any of our secrets, but I feel like having a younger service team and a younger installation team, that's one of our competitive advantages, is because we have these kids that are still young and eager to learn. And I mean, quite frankly, we would rather bring in team members that are blank canvases. Give me the kid who shows up to work every day with a fantastic attitude, cares about the customer and is trustworthy and can read a tape measure. I can teach him heating and cooling. We can teach them how to do plumbing. I can't teach great attitudes.
Yeah.
I can't teach proper upbringing and things like that. So I will take those kids, those blank canvases, and bring them up through the ranks well before I'll take that technician who's been with another company for 30 years, 20 years. I don't have bad habits to break with the new kids.
Advanced HVAC and Plumbing, you can reach them at 598-9030. Renee Dillon, our special guest, she's the office manager. Okay, so Renee, I'm a customer, and it's going to be 90-some degrees today. 4 o'clock in the afternoon, my air conditioner goes out. I call Advanced. How's the process work to get someone out there to get me some relief?
So the phones ring into our office until 4:30. After 4:30, we roll over to an answering service. When you call into our office, if you are a first-time customer, we're going to get all your information, name, address. What type of system do you have? About how old is it? Have you gotten any alerts on your T-Stat? Our girls in our office do some of the education as well. We sit in the training so that we have basic knowledge. Mm-hmm. We're not licensed technicians. We're not troubleshooting mm-hmm. for you. But we're going to gather as much information as we can to give that to our technician. Our technicians run calls. We're not typically 8 to 4, right? Our guys will stay out there till 8, 9 o'clock at night to make sure that someone's taken care of.
Okay, so that call comes in the middle of the afternoon, 3 or 4 o'clock. You're going to answer, or someone else in the staff's going to answer, get all that information. What happens after hours?
After hours, when the phones ring to our answering service, they take the same basic information. That information then is relayed to Jared, Adrian, our service manager, and the on-call technician. We always have a technician nights and weekends that's going to come out and take care of you.
Okay, so I guess it's going to be really super hot the next few days. So at any time someone's system breaks down, Advance should be the first call, right? Because
absolutely.
You're going to get you're going to get somebody out there quickly to help you.
We absolutely are. One of the nice things about Advance Heating and Cooling and what Dave has helped us along with is there's no after hours or evening fees. Mm-hmm. It's an $89 diagnostic fee no matter what time you call, if it's 8 o'clock on Tuesday night or 9 a.m. on Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. Technician's going to come out. It's $89. Our vans are extremely well stocked, right? We have not only Carrier products, but we have a lot of Universal parts on those trucks. These guys are carrying around $10,000, $12,000 in parts in that van so that when they come to your house, 9 times out of 10, they're going to have that resolution mm-hmm. for you. We're going to tell you the cost of the work before we do anything for you, and you can agree, and we'll fix it right then and there, or if you want to think about it, you know, call us back in a day or two, and we'll come back and take care of you.
Okay. Anything to add to that?
I just want to add one quick thing. I know Renee has to go after the break, but her and her team, what they do, they don't get enough credit. seriously, they really are the front line. They are the first person that the customer communicates with, and it's always incredible to see, like, the compassion that her team has from the beginning of the call all the way through the end of it. Especially, like, I've seen it a million times with Renee, to use you specifically on it. Like, when these girls book a call, they take it personally. Like, they see it through. Like, okay, Mrs. Jones called me yesterday, and I shuffled the schedule around. Like, I got her taken care of. Like, to watch the follow through all the way through the end, and to watch, you know, not just Renee, but the other girls in the office as well. Like, even though they're on different technicians and different times, like, they remember these customers' names. They remember their address. They remember what their project was or what their issue was. So it's always very cool to see that. And what they do is a very difficult job. It, like I said, 90, 95 degrees today. It's going to be really yeah. hot, really sticky. It's going to be a wild day in Renee's world. These girls take it in stride. And they do a fantastic job with it, and we appreciate them.
When it's 95 and people are calling in, you're already upset. Right. You're already having a bad day. You're hot. Your air conditioner isn't working. You don't need attitude on our end of the phone. You mm-hmm. need someone that is going to help you out, that's going to get you taken care of as quick as we can. And part of our Advanced Heating and Cooling mission statement is we don't stop working until the customer mm-hmm. is 100% taken care of, mm-hmm. 100% satisfied.
It's the same thing with plumbing, right? You get a call and there's water shooting out from underneath their toilet. Help!
Right? Yeah, 9 out of 10 of those calls is an emergency. Like, what is the quickest we can do to get you there? Mm-hmm. As I said, we have Noah. He's our service plumber and a great, great young man, mm-hmm. Willing to run calls until everyone's taken care of. But behind Noah, we have Eric, who's our master plumber. He's the head of our plumbing department, and he is willing to shuffle his team around, pull them off of, you know, a new construction job to help Mrs. Jones, whose kitchen sink faucet just blew off the top, right?
Yeah.
So, 9 out of 10 of those calls, it needs to happen now.
All right, so it's Advanced HVAC and Plumbing. You can call Advanced 598-9030. Before we let you go, the emergencies are one thing, but you also deal with customers who perhaps are looking for a complete new system. And again, you take the call. So you have that information to kind of guide them in the right direction, maybe what they're looking for.
We do. We're carrier authorized dealers. So, you know, we're gonna sell you Carrier equipment. It's top of the line, or we wouldn't be behind it. We have our home solutions advisor, Mark, who is that guy that is always reading up on the newest technology. And we're dealing with the whole package. Mark's going to come in and he's going to look at your ductwork, mm-hmm. and he's going to do load calculations to make sure that the system you have is heating or cooling your home properly. We do duct cleaning now. That's going to be something that he offers. And something that we learned with COVID is people maybe weren't aware of air quality as much as they are now. So we look into a lot of those things, too, where we have the air purifiers and better filtration systems as well.
All right, very good. Well, you can come back anytime. You did a great job.
Well, thank you.
We appreciate it. We understand you have an appointment. We're going to let you go. We'll take a break. We'll come back with Josh. But again, you can reach Advance at 598-9030. That's Advanced HVAC and Plumbing, 598-9030. Renee Dillon, office manager, thanks again. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you so much, Kyle.
We will take a break. Continue the conversation coming up after this.
Josh Heinerman here from Advanced HVAC and Plumbing. After 20 years in business, we've learned a few things. Focus on the customer experience and always stand by your product. That's why Advanced HVAC and Plumbing is now offering a 10-year warranty on parts and labor for all new Carrier heating and cooling systems. We trust our product so much that we will stand by it for 10 years.
Carrier, turn to the experts and turn to Advanced.
We are back on Turn to the Experts for this Wednesday morning with Advanced HVAC and Plumbing. You can reach Advanced 598-9030. Josh Heinerman, Director of Sales and Service, still with us. And Josh, we talked about the technology advancing. The equipment is better. The techniques are better. One thing that you've got some really interesting technology is drain cleaning, how to clear people's drains and clogs. And that's changed, believe it or not.
It has. It's never one of those things that I thought I'd be excited to talk about or anything like that. But like you said, I mean, definitely always on the cutting edge, and we're always kind of investing in the newest, latest and greatest technologies out there. And one of those was, you know, the newer style of drain cleaners, such as, you know, like the hydro jetting machines that we have. A lot of people are used to, okay, so you have the clog, you bring the plumber out, and he wheels this old, nasty, rusty, loud, noisy machine into your house, and it drips everywhere, and it makes all kinds of noise, and it's just not a good experience. Well, when we jumped into service plumbing, that was one of our hangups was, okay, how are we going to do mess containment? That was kind of one of the first priorities with it is, you know, how do we do mess containment well while still taking care of the issue, and then taking care of the issue with the latest and greatest technology? Like if we're going to come in and do a service for the customer, it's going to be 100% right, or we're not going to be able to do it at all, type thing. That's when we started really doing our research. And, you know, when we brought in, you know, these couple of little hydro jetter machines that we have, and we can do anything from, you know, your kitchen sink with a little suitcase hydro jetter to anything up to an 8-inch line, I do believe, so for some of these commercial buildings. It's pretty wild to see the difference that actually makes in it. So literally can take the piping inside the house, and with the hydro jetter, it cleans it up like it's brand new.
So wow. Okay, so how does the hydro jetter work?
So the hydro jetter is extremely high-pressure water that is on a hose, for lack of a better term. It's on a hose with a couple different nozzles that spray out it. And you take this thing, you run it down through the piping, and what it does is it blasts the rounds of the pipe. It blasts everything back towards the city main and really pushes everything down through that way. Extremely, extremely high pressure, enough to the point to where if you happen to run your hand across it, it will cut you wide open.
Oh, my.
And one of them is actually, you know, it actually has a steam function to it, to where we can pump, you know, 100, well, not quite steam, but we can get up to 180 degree water through it. So if you're trying to clear grease out of piping, which don't put grease in piping, not now, not ever. It makes a huge mess. And you will visit, if you put enough grease down your drain, you will visit our service plumber, or our service plumber will have to visit you. Just don't do it. The products work extremely well. But one of the best things with the hydrogen, like I said, cleans it out really, really well. We've been in house multiple homes to where Some of the other companies have come in with their old rusty drain cleaning equipment and they couldn't take care of it. Customers kept having backups and kept having problems. Mm-hmm. We show up, we roll in with our hydro jetters and we clean it out and we'll follow up with the customer 6, 8, 10 weeks later. And they say, nope, everything's working great. It's never worked better. So, and that's one of the more gratifying parts of the jobs is those long-term solutions. Like, yeah. We're not coming in to put a Band-Aid on a system. We're coming in to fix it yeah. right the first time.
All right, very good. Okay, so I've learned if doing these shows with you for all these months, two things I've learned, change your filter.
Yep.
And now with plumbing, do not put grease down the drain.
Yeah, don't put it down the drain. Just don't do it.
Okay, so those yeah. if you learn anything from listening to the show, those two things, change your filter, especially now when the air conditioner is running constantly, mm-hmm. maybe once a month, right?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, public service announcement, turn to the experts announcement. Everyone walk downstairs after the show. Don't
check
leave right
filter.
Now. Go
yeah.
check their air filter and then change it if it needs it.
Yeah, if it's gummed up, change it. All right, so change that filter. Don't put grease down the sink or down the drain. All right. Josh, thanks. We appreciate your time. Thanks for coming in. And again, you can reach the advanced HVAC and plumbing. You could reach their staff by calling 598-9030. We met Renee today. She's a joy. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure everyone else is kind of in that same vein.
Absolutely.
At Advanced. Give them a
great
call.
Family at Advanced, that's for sure.
That's Turn to the Experts for this Wednesday. Thanks for listening here on WAJR.